This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
Okay, girlies, we are talking about our favorites once again. If you've ever had an embarrassing BO moment, Lumi is here to help. Lumi is powered by mandelic acid to control odor in a new way. Lumi delivers outrageous 72-hour odor control from everywhere, including your pits, your feet, and yes, even your privates. And fun fact, but it was actually a patient's concern about their private odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. I currently have the Toasted Coconut deodorant, and let me tell you, it is my absolute favorite and it smells so good. Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers, and it comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, and free shipping. And even better, as a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off a Lumi Starter Pack with code WTTC at LumiDeodorant.com. Again, that's WTTC at LumiDeodorant.com.
Hey guys, welcome to The Collective. Good morning, happy Wednesday, welcome back to another episode. It is currently Tuesday evening, and Dean is here for the pod.
Beep, 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 beep.
We have had a tough day. So, we may or may not be drinking at the moment.
Just wine, red wine.
Just wine, you know, but...
it's classy.
It's classy, it's sophisticated, It just hits the spot.
It screams adulthood.
Yeah. Maybe not drink a lot.
Well, then you're screaming in adulthood.
I'm sorry, what?
If you drink too much wine, start yelling at people.
I was thinking, like, you're screaming in adulthood because you're hungover and you're like, oh, why
No, you're just screaming, but you're also an adult, so you're, like, in adulthood, but you're just, like, yelling at, like, the kid next door because he's playing his games too loud.
Oh, my God. What the heck? Anyways, okay, before we actually get into this episode... we are going to have a word from our sponsor, and Dean's going to take it away and read them.
Oh, I'm nervous. Okay, I'm sweating. I'm ready. I want to give a big thank you to today's sponsor, BetterHelp. As we all know, I'm a huge advocate for therapy, so BetterHelp was the perfect partnership. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you, and they ensure a private online environment to talk to your therapist at your own convenience. BetterHelp has a broad range of experienced therapists with over 20,000 available in their network, so it's the perfect opportunity to seek help that may not be available in your area. You just fill out a short questionnaire expressing your specific needs, and you'll be matched with a therapist in as little as 48 hours. Everything you share is completely confidential, and you can request a new therapist for no additional charge at any time. Join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. Get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/WTTC podcast. That's betterhelp.com/WTTC podcast. And I want to thank our second sponsor for the episode. That's two. Pretty big time over here. Athletic Greens. I started taking AG1 because, as we all know, my gut health was horrible. I felt sluggish and lethargic all the time and low-key wanted to see what the hype was about. Now that I've been taking it for months, I love it. Dean and I take it together every morning. In one scoop of AG1, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food-sourced ingredients, probiotics, and adaptogens. That's a good one. To help you start your day. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, and aging. Tons of people take some kind of multivitamin, and it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb. It costs you less than $3 a day, you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than your cold brew habit. Trust me. Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews, recommended by professional athletes like me, and trusted by leading health experts. Right now, it's time to reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/Brianne. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/Brianne to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance.
But honestly, a huge thank you to our sponsors. we wouldn't be able to do a lot of the stuff that we do if it wasn't for them. And I just also have to let everyone know that the people that work at Athletic Greens are some of the kindest.
They're the best.
Kindest people in the entire world. And they are so supportive and so sweet. And this partnership with them is probably one of our favorite things in the entire world.
Oh, it's the best. Every day.
Literally the best.
Every single day.
And they're sending us some new stuff because Dean and I ran out because we literally take it every single day.
It's the best. I love it. It's kind of a fun bonding experience too, you know, keep each other honest.
And I mean, we're not going to lie, it is greens powder. So how good can it really be? But the more you take it, the more you get used to it. And Dean and I also both have noticed that it has made us feel a lot better and a lot more energetic.
Health is wealth, and my wallet is heavy. That was so good. I don't know why you laughed. And I don't appreciate the disrespect.
So, anyways, we just love it. We love the people that work at Athletic Greens, and we're so thankful for both of our partnerships.
Girlies, let's talk about something that we all know I love, and that is Shopify. When I first started Healthrich Collective, we all know that I had no idea what I was doing. But luckily for me, Shopify was the perfect way to sell my items. As we have grown, it has been harder and harder to figure out how can we ship to different places around the world. But Shopify has me covered. Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the getting tons and tons of orders stage. They literally are with you every step of your growth within your business. What I love about Shopify is that no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. As a WTTC listener, you can sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/WTTC, all lowercase. Again, that's go to shopify.com/WTTC now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Again, shopify.com/WTTC.
Okay, so getting into this episode, if you read the title, you're probably thinking, what the fuck? I don't understand what this episode's about. And to be honest, neither do we. This episode is definitely going to be a very chill, a very casual. I mean, we're drinking wine. We're honestly just chilling. And it almost has like a get ready with me type of vibe. We're just going to talk about our lives, talk about what's been going on, talk about how we're doing, and just have a really wholesome episode. Okay, so let's start with today. Let's start with today. Let's tell everyone why we're drinking. Which, drinking is not the answer. But at some points it is.
Yeah, so especially because we had pasta for dinner with some homemade sauce, so it just pairs well, you know? It's a pairing. It's not a pairing.
It's not a problem. It's not a coping mechanism.
Yeah, it's a pairing.
Yeah, it would be rude if we didn't have it.
Right? That's what rich people call like a drinking problem, right? A pairing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If only we could be at that level. But anyway, so, do you want to take it away and tell everyone what happened this morning?
Yeah, so we had just a lot of stuff going on. We've been super busy since we've been here in Toronto. I've been looking for jobs and stuff. I had an interview this morning. So exciting. It lasted like
30 seconds.
Oh, 30 seconds is generous. It was, yeah, I hopped on, I was waiting on the thing, they jumped onto the video call, no camera, the lady just says, hey, I'm just sending you a message in the chat, and I think, okay, I read it, and the message just says, hey, sorry, we're a little bit too busy, so we can't interview you right now, we'll reach out to you if we think this works, and I was like, what does that even mean, and by the time the second I was finished reading it, boom, out of the call is over, interview is over, I was like, all right. I love that. That was fun, you know. Nice little get up, shave my head, put on a collared shirt.
My head.
I had to look nice, you know. I had to look fast. Mm-hmm. Interviewers respect speed, you know. It's like people interviewing for jobs and little kids on the playground. Speed is always the most important thing. So, because mm-hmm. that was always the most popular kid in elementary schools. Whichever kid was fastest. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, you're right. But. Anyways, back to our topic.
Sorry, yeah, I got distracted.
Back to our topic. So the past, I'd say, 3 days-ish?
Yeah.
The past 3 days-ish, Dean and I have been in a, I don't want to say a depressed state, but like a stressed out state.
We've been off.
Things have happened. We will tell you guys our day on Sunday because that was a wild day. But we've just felt really off. Last night I had, I'm gonna share it because I think as people in our 20s, a lot of people will be able to relate to this. But last night I had an entire breakdown, like bawling my eyes out. Dean had to comfort me. Basically about money. Basically, I was stressed about our financial situation. I was stressed about what we are gonna do. Like, I was just stressed about how we're going to pay for everything, how we're gonna be able to basically grow a family, how we're gonna be able to pay our bills, how we're gonna be able to do all this, because I'm a student, Dean's unemployed at the moment, Helfrich Collective has me in debt, so I'm like, how are we basically gonna do this? And I had an entire breakdown. And then this morning, him having an interview was almost our saving grace last night. It was kind of the thing that I was so upset, and Dean kept saying to me, like, I'm so fucking good at interviews. I'm gonna kill this interview tomorrow and I'm gonna have a job by tomorrow night. And we both agreed. We both knew that that was gonna happen because anyone would be so lucky to have him work for them. And it just didn't happen today. And it kind of just, don't wanna say tainted our day, but it kind of just like put a bit of like a damper.
No, you just start off on the wrong side of the bed, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of like wake up on the wrong foot. Wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Yeah.
Start on the wrong foot, yeah. However it goes, whichever one of those works. But yeah. But it wasn't that bad. It gave me like, you know that like angry chip on your shoulder energy? Mm-hmm. It was kind of like that. I was like, okay, well now I have to find a job just to send them an email. Be like, hey, look, I have a job. Suck it.
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm just going to rant for a minute. But one of my biggest pet peeves is the requirements that jobs have for people, especially when you're in your 20s and you just came out of university or just started at like a intro, what are they called? Like an entry level job. It's very hard to find a job that you make enough money that doesn't require so many years experience or certain accreditations or certain things, even if you are very qualified for it. And that's just crazy to me. And it's just annoying. And I hate that that's the way that it is, because you've literally been working so hard to get a job and anyone would be so lucky to have you work for them.
Yeah, but it's less of that issue. And the issue is more just like, I'm convinced Ontario is not a real place. And it's just its own little separate thing from the rest of the country. And mm-hmm. that's what the issue is. Because mm-hmm. they run everything in their own specific way. So if you didn't like
do it exactly grow through their
system,
yeah,
then it's kind of like, oh yeah, well, doesn't really count. And you're like, okay, you're gonna hire some like idiot that doesn't know what he's doing because he grew up here mm-hmm. and went through the system here rather than someone from out of province. I'm like, it's just crazy. So
yeah.
I'm not too concerned. I'll have a job. I'm thriving. But it was just super annoying this morning.
Yeah. It's just honestly really stressful. It's really stressful being in your 20s, not knowing where money's going to come from, not knowing where it's going to come in. I got a job. I don't think I mentioned that on the podcast.
Congrats. Where?
I got a job at a hot Pilates studio that I go to. So I had my first shift today, but basically I get free Pilates classes, which
shut up. No way.
Is really good for us because then we don't have to pay for it and I still get to go and do something I love. So I was like, let's get a job there and have this be a perk.
True.
Yeah.
True. That sounds like a pretty solid perk, you know?
Mm-hmm. But I just felt like it was important for us to share that. Even if you were to look at our life from the outside looking in, we just moved to Toronto, we're doing all this stuff, we have a really good gym membership, like we're extremely, extremely privileged. We still stress about money, we still stress about finances, we still stress about finding jobs. And I think that that's something that a lot of, like a ton of people in their 20s probably go through, because it's really hard to find jobs, and it's also really hard when you own your own company or do your own thing to get people to take you seriously because you are so young. Okay, but now going back, like, what, a day? Yesterday? 2 days?
What's today? Today's Tuesday?
Tuesday, so Sunday. Let's tell everyone what happened to us on Sunday.
I honestly don't remember what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, you do.
That was the funniest.
Okay, well, anyways, I'll tell everyone what happened on Sunday.
And I'll react, because this will be live reaction, because I don't remember.
The first thing that happened, so I had a staff meeting for my new job. I technically wasn't even an employee yet, but they were like, hey, do you want to come? And I said, absolutely, I will be there.
That's that go-getter attitude.
It was more I wanted to scope it out, mm-hmm. you know, see, like, what the vibe was, see how people were, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And they were all really nice, and I really liked them. But anyways, so I was walking.
Oh, my God, I remember now.
I was walking. Okay, first, this one's sad, and then Dean's is not as sad. But I was walking to my Hot Pilates studio, and I got there, I was sitting on the bench, I was about to start the meeting, and I was, like, feeling my finger, and I go, where's my ring? Like, I was sitting there, and I was like, oh my God, where's the ring that I had on my finger? Keep in mind, this ring is my Nana's ring. It is my favorite ring. I wear it every single day. When I had a meeting for HC the other day, I put it on so that she was, like, with me. I mean, she's still alive. She's still alive, everyone. That sounded like she died. But
knock,
like,
on wood. Knock on wood.
Anyways, she's still kicking it. She's 90, fun fact.
I know.
We just had her 90th birthday, and she's, like, she's my icon.
90, thriving, and... And 90, flirty, and thriving. Isn't that what it is in 13 going on 30?
Yeah.
30, flirty, and thriving. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Nana, but 90.
That is Nana, but 90. Maybe, but honestly, if you were to look at my Nana, she looks like a mob boss type of vibe. Like, she wears, like, the real fur coats.
Oh, full-on Don and, like, Corleone in the
really,
Godfather.
The really, like, big sunglasses, a big hat, a big brooch. Like, she's an icon.
Yeah, you don't mess with that lady. Mm-mm. She's got somebody on retainer to just bust some kneecaps.
Exactly. But so anyways, I was walking to Pilates. I got there. I was like, where the fuck is my ring? Started panicking. I texted Dean and my mom. I don't know why I texted my mom being like, do you know where my ring is? Because she doesn't live here. But I was super stressed out. And long story short, I think I lost it on the streets of Toronto. So, if you are walking around the street and you find a little ring with, what color are they?
Blue.
Like, blue gems. 3 gems in a row. Let me know. Because I had a full breakdown. I was bawling my eyes out. So then, anyways, the meeting ended. I was walking home. It was snowing. I was cold. I was crying because I didn't know where my ring was. I come up the elevator. I come up the elevator, and Dean is standing in the hallway with his socks on.
I was supervising. It was like neighborhood watch. I wanted to make sure the area was safe, you know?
Okay, but tell them what happened.
Okay, so our building has these locks on our doors. So you have, like, a little key fob, and you touch it, and it locks and unlocks your door. But you have to lock your door when you leave. It doesn't just lock itself when it closes like a hotel room would, right? So I go out to throw out the garbage. And I look at the clock, probably like 10 or 15 minutes before, and think, oh, B's almost done her day, she'll be home soon or whatever, and then I kind of lose track of what time it is because we don't really have any clocks.
Also, our doors are like fobs. It's not like a key that you put in.
That's literally what I just said.
Oh, I didn't realize that you said fobs.
Oh,
like,
my
I thought
goodness.
You just meant keys, and I was like,
No. See, this is how you do dual podcasting. Normally you just talk, but now you gotta listen.
I know, I'm
and
drinking.
And I'm a storyteller.
I'm drinking wine, man.
I know. It's pretty
good,
I'm not going
to
lie.
Anyways,
but yeah, okay, so I go out to the hallway, throw out the garbage, don't bring my keys, so
or
I have not...
Phone.
Or my phone, because it's 10 feet away, and obviously, I'm like, I'm not going to bring my keys, there's no point in locking the door. Come back, door's locked. And I think, oh, B must have come home in the 30 seconds between me turning the corner in the hallway and throwing the garbage out and coming back. So then I knock and I wait. And I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and then I knock, and I'm waiting, and then I look through the little peephole, and then I pull back, and I realize that probably looks a little sketchy. If anybody comes out the elevator, and I'm knocking and staring in the peephole, I probably look like bad vibes, especially if I'm in my socks. So I was like, okay, so what do I do?
Like, he's looking, like, through the peephole back into our door. Could
yeah, like a murderer.
Anyone?
Nope.
Yeah, I didn't think
Not
so.
Not a thing. I could see, like, shadows, so if there was shadows, I'd be like, there's someone in there. So... I'm thinking, like, what am I going to do? Because, one, I don't want to go downstairs in my socks. That's embarrassing. Two, I don't want to, like, so our elevator to our apartment, in our apartment building.
Super safe. Yeah, but, like, super annoyingly safe.
But will only let us to the floor if we have our key fob.
And we can
so other people can't get to our floor. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, if I go down and I talk to the guy and there's no one at the front desk, and then I'm just waiting. I just wait at the front door and I wait for B. But what if B comes in, like, the side door and I don't see her? Then she's going to get up here. I can't even get back up here to see if she's back. Mm-hmm. She's going to think, where's Dean? Doesn't my phone's here, my keys are here, and her brain works a little fast. So she's going to think I've been kidnapped and I'm being sold in Mexico or something.
I said to him, it's like, it's really bad. But my first thing when I would come to the house and I would think that he was hiding, and it was like,
yeah, she spent half an hour looking in every single cupboard or corner or nook or cranny.
Well, then Dean, like, reenacted it yesterday and was like, I would come in, I'd be like, okay, I can see you, like, come out, like, we're fine. Okay, Dean, seriously, like, I can see you, stop.
Like, this, you're not funny. You're not funny. You're not going to scare me, but I'm actually in, like, the lobby of our apartment building just waiting for you to get home, but you're up here playing hide-and-go-seek by yourself. So I was like, okay, B should be home soon. She worked until 3:30, and it's like a 20-minute walk home. And I remember seeing the time on my phone at some point being like 2:55. And I was like, that must have been probably half an hour ago, 45 minutes ago. Like, she'll be home anytime. I had no concept of time. I felt like I was on an island all by myself, and I literally just sat there, and I waited, and I waited, and I probably waited for 45 minutes. And at one point, one lady came up the elevator, and I should have said something. I didn't. I just looked up at her. I was sitting on the floor. I looked up at her. She looked at me. Neither of us said a word. And then she, like, scurried to her apartment, because I think she thought I was, like, a murderer or
like
something.
Something was going on.
I should have just been like, haha, I locked myself out, haha. But nope, I just stared at her and didn't think to say a word.
Social anxiety kicked in and we didn't say anything.
So I was just stuck.
So then I came home. I'm, like, crying. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And then in my head, I thought that Dean knew I was on my way home, because obviously we have Find My Friends or whatever together, and so he knows where I am. I also texted him. I was like, hey, can you make me some food? I'm, like, starving. So I thought he knew I was coming home, and I thought maybe he found the ring or something, and he was standing outside to do, like, this grand gesture that he found the ring. No, the idiot just locked himself out of the apartment.
But I didn't lock the door.
He locked himself out of the apartment for 30 minutes, and then today, was it today or was it yesterday?
What are you talking about?
No, I think it was yesterday. Dean and I got in the elevator, and we ended up getting in the elevator with the same lady that lives on our floor, who we don't know. We've never spoken to her. But she's the one that Dean saw when he was sitting on the floor outside of our apartment.
So,
and I said to everyone, I was like, she definitely thinks Dean and I were fighting, and I, like, kicked him out of the apartment and locked the door. 1,000%, how would you not think that that's what happened? So we got on the elevator with her yesterday, and all we talked about the entire elevator, both of us just knew. We didn't even say anything to each other. We just knew.
And we made sure to talk about it nice and loud, so it wasn't just like, she couldn't just be, like, in her own world and not hear our conversation. I made sure to, like, raise my voice a little bit to make sure that she heard, just she knew.
I just love that we both knew. We both got in that elevator, and immediately I was like, oh my god, so yesterday when you locked yourself out of the apartment, what is going to be our next game plan if that happened? Like, both of us just started going in on it, because we were like, we can't have people on our floor think that we, like, fight with each other crazy that I, like, kick you out and I lock the door.
I've had other people have been locked out by accident. Probably not, because you have to lock the doors.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't even know how it locked. Like, for all I know, he just didn't push the door handle right.
That doesn't even make any sense, though.
Well, but it doesn't
have to
sense.
Open.
It doesn't make sense how you got, like, locked out.
It doesn't. I think it's just luck of the draw. Do you know how many times I've thrown the garbage out and not been locked out? Every other time.
Yeah,
I'm working at, like, a 99% clip. Not just 1%, you just weren't home.
Yeah, it was
thank God, though. Thank God it wasn't like you weren't going to be home for, like, 4 hours
or
something.
Or, like, I mean, if it was a day, you obviously would have to, like, find another
place to live.
Me. I'm not like so find another way.
So maybe a couch for me to sleep to on, just in case I lock myself out again.
But also, another thing that happened on Sunday. So that happened, the ring happened, and we were sitting on the couch, and we were like, just not in the mood. But our gym that we go to all the time, it's like a really, really nice gym. We love it. But it has been so insanely busy. It has been so busy. So in order to incentivize people to come at like some of their quieter hours, I guess, would you say that?
Yeah.
They decided to give people points on their accounts. And everything
bonus points. There's always points. You always get points. So when you sign in, you get 5 points. If you do like a class, you get points or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you use the points.
I don't think you get them for a class.
I think you do. And then you get points and you use the points on like basically just their t-shirts and water bottles.
T-shirts,
and stuff.
But they also have like virtual golf. Yeah. And that's what Dean's been wanting. Dean's been wanting us to go do virtual golf. And it's kind of expensive for you to go for like an hour. So we were like, we're gonna literally wait every single day until 9 a.m. hits so that we get triple the points when we go in.
Yeah.
And so for the past, I'm gonna say 2 weeks, we've been doing this. And there's
I've been doing it because you've been going to Pilates. Don't say we like you've been waiting.
Well, that's what
I'm
gonna say. But so I was gonna say that there's days where I would go to Pilates and then Dean would go downstairs with me at the same time. And he would literally get there at like 8:50 or something, and he would sit outside the gym and wait 10 minutes before he went in. And so Sunday night he was like, oh, I'm gonna check how many points I have. And I was like, okay, cool, so like this is how you do it. And I showed him how to check on the app. It turns out that Dean was an idiot, and he never actually made an account.
No,
has been getting points.
This is defamation of character. I'm not gonna take this. This is my podcast now, okay? You're a listener. Gyms are the worst place on earth. They're all criminals. They all make so many steps to do any sort of thing. Have you ever tried to cancel a gym membership? It's the worst thing ever. They're like, okay, but if you want to cancel, you can only do it between 6 and 6:30 a.m. on every third Tuesday of a leap year, or else we have to charge you an extra $250,000. And you're like, okay, awesome, I love that, right?
Can wait. So I know I saw a TikTok of this girl trying to cancel her like LA Fitness membership or something.
Oh, I think I saw this.
Because she saw that she was still being charged.
She had to write
and
a letter.
And it was like, you could either go to your home base or something where you first bought it, or you could write a letter. And she goes, how the fuck am I supposed to write a letter? I haven't done that since like 7th grade. So she drove like 2 or 3 hours to this other gym and went in, and they literally were like, so you don't want to work out anymore? And like made her feel guilty, and she was like,
no, they're the worst.
What the
gyms
heck?
Gyms are the worst. They're the worst. They're the worst. I hate them so much. I'm addicted, so it's kind of like a toxic relationship because I'm still going to go first thing tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
But every second I'm there, I'm going to be mad about it because I hate them. So they make so many steps, right?
Yeah.
You get points. They're like, hey, you get points if you do this, or points if you do that, or points if you sign up for this. And you're like, oh my God, that's so amazing. No, you have to sign up for a separate thing. Let me finish, okay? This is my Kanye West, the VMAs moment, okay? I'm going to let you finish. But the gyms are the worst thing in history. So then they make so many steps, so many unnecessary steps to get signed up. We got signed up like the very first day, but they send you like 10 emails, and one of them has in like fine print a tiny little URL, and it's like, you, congratulations, you've signed up, you're gonna start earning points. If you click this really small link here at the bottom, then you have to click it or else your points don't count and they don't really matter, and this is all the fine print and this is super annoying. And then I missed that little section of like the 5 emails they sent saying like, congrats, you've earned your points, you're ready to go. And literally the email says, you're ready to go, and then you're not ready to go. So they're liars, they're cheats, they're scumbags. So I just missed out.
That's what girls say about boys.
Yeah. That's what it's like dating a guy. If it's like going to a gym, that's unfortunate because gyms are the worst.
Okay, but let's all keep in mind, everyone,
I have zero
that
points.
I signed up. Like, let's all keep in mind that Dean and I won at the same time. They told us the exact same information, but I've been getting points. And I think it was like a week ago, and Dean and I went to spin, and I said to him, have you been getting your emails with all your points? And he was like, no. And I go, that's weird. Okay, fine.
I just assumed they were junk emails, so I just don't check my junk mail. It's stupid. They're all criminals. Every single gym should be in jail. Not the people that work at gyms, but the gyms themselves. They should be in a jail underneath the prison at the bottom of the ocean where no one can get there. They're all horrible, and I hate them. Okay. And nobody puts their weights in the right spot. That's just a whole other thing.
Oh, my God. Don't get them started. Don't get them started.
I'm fired up now.
Dude, I can tell.
I know. I'm starting to get sweaty.
I'm sweaty. I'm sweaty just, like, being near you. But anyways, I just need us to all imagine the fact that Dean has been telling me we can't go to the gym until 9 a.m. because he needs to get these points every day, and him sitting outside the gym until 9 a.m.
So if anybody has a good lawyer, I'm going to need them because I'm going to be suing them for one free hour of virtual Topgolf. And they have zombie dodgeball on the thing, too. So, zombie dodgeball and virtual Topgolf.
We called my mom and we told my mom about this, and I literally was crying. I was literally crying because he's been so, so adamant, like, so type A about this. For what? Like, the past 3 weeks, 2 weeks.
No, I don't care about it.
Just, he's been so type A. He's been so insane about it.
This is lies.
This fact that he never actually has been getting points.
I can't believe you're telling all these
lies. It's like the funniest thing.
I've been so casual and not cared about the points because I knew I wasn't signed up. It was more like a test for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you passed the test, so you're welcome. You know, it's like a character building experience.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, this is all fake. Cool. I wasn't neurotic about the points.
Okay. Anyways, so that's been our life for the past few days. But now into some more fun stuff. Speaking about jobs, what was your job that you wanted when you were younger? Like, what did you think you were going to be?
Oh, astronaut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and now I get motion sickness on, like, roller coasters, so I don't think I could be an astronaut. Yeah, I wanted to be an astronaut or a professional football player. That was it. There was no plan B. I could have done both.
And now here you are, social worker.
I know, drinking wine because my interview bailed on me.
Oh, okay. Anyways, touchy subject. Are you going to ask me what mine was?
What was yours? I know what yours was.
What
Everyone
was
knows what yours was.
What was it?
Doctor. It's been doctor.
Oh, touchy subject. Because I got rejected.
Hey.
So that was... Okay, but what else?
I'm also not in space.
Okay, well, there was another one. There was another one that was like one of the ones that when you're a kid, you're like...
Miss Universe.
No, Dean, you know this.
Professional basketball player.
Dean, that's rude because I'm tall.
No, I just wanted to.
That would be like me saying that you're supposed to be Mr. Clean on the commercials. See, that's
I make Mr. Clean look like a little boy.
See, that's rude.
I'm way
you
more handsome than
Mr. Clean. You can't
use
someone's body
Mr.
to tell
Clean
what their career
wishes.
Would be.
It was the first sport I thought of.
That is so
okay, I mean
rude.
A figure skater.
No, Dean.
A gymnast?
Dean, think.
A superhero.
Dean!
You wanted
when
to
I
be...
When I was younger, what did I want to be? You know this.
Professional chef. You wanted
to
be a successful clothing brand CEO and founder who donates to charities.
As I just told everyone, I'm in debt.
No, that's fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake stories.
Yeah, disclaimer, we've just been lying this whole time.
We've been lying. We constantly are.
Yeah, lying. The microphone's been off. I've just been doing this as a joke.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, no, actually, do you want me to tell you? You know
no,
this.
No, I know you're
you
going to say it, and I'm going to be so mad that
no,
I can't
you know
think of
so
what
well.
It is.
Dean... Oh my god, we might break up because of this.
You wanted to work at the EpiPen factory?
Dean, actually,
just to feel
no,
safe.
Stop. You know this. You've seen the videos.
Oh, yes. So, Miss Brianne Helfrich wanted to be an actress. But not any
actress.
A Tropicana commercial actress. Because what was the, what did you have to say? What was the line? I don't remember, but you definitely remember because you're
okay,
such a good actress.
So I
No, get in the zone. Get in the zone. And scene.
So,
go.
So I wanted to be on Disney Channel. And I almost was on Disney Channel. And
yes.
I almost was. I mean, they said no. And I said, I think I can still do it.
Yeah, so as you can see, that worked out, and we're
okay,
here.
Okay, but this is my thing.
Because this has all been an act. We've been thriving, actually. I never got locked out. Brianne just told a very convincing story, so
okay.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. This is our audition reel.
Yeah.
Descent into Disney
people,
at age
people
25.
Are gonna, because people at the start are going to think, wow, Dean's so dumb. He really got locked out of the apartment. Joke's on them. It was all an act.
Okay, wait. I was going to say it would be embarrassing for us to be on Disney Channel at 25. But Hannah Montana's brother, whatever his name was.
Jackson.
Yeah, it was like 50.
Yeah, he was old.
Yeah, he was so old.
He was old.
And I don't think we've realized that enough. Like, I don't think we've all talked about that and, like, worked through it.
No, that was one of those things that everyone kind of knew, but everybody just kind of, like, went along with.
I honestly feel like we should all be talking about that in therapy.
Well.
And, like, working through that, like.
That really traumatized you, hey?
Apparently, yeah.
A side character in Hannah Montana really just, like, shook you to your core.
I forgot how old he was. But anyways, so I wanted to be an actress.
Oh.
As the professionals say.
Yeah.
I went to acting camp 2 years in a row when I was, how old, like, 12?
Yeah, 12, 13.
I want to say, like, 11, 12, or 12, 13, yeah. I went. I was not good because I'm not outgoing, honestly. Like, in real life. To be an actor, you have to be able to be outgoing because you literally have to, like, put yourself in situations and, like, act in front of people and think it's normal, you know? And I'm just not...
Normal?
That type of person.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
The video's hilarious, though, because the acting camp does, like, a video, and I found it at Bee's house, and we, like, watched it one time on FaceTime when she was in Pittsburgh and I was in Edmonton, and it's hilarious. It's just so funny to see just, like, little Bee doing her acting and stuff. Like, there's one thing...
My
there's
little,
one,
like, method acting
Yeah, there's
stuff.
One little scene when they go to, like, a Jonas Brothers movie
oh
premiere or
God,
something.
Oh, my God, I was so excited.
Whoever cut the video did a terrible job, because it's just, like... There's the Jonas Brothers, and it's, like, B and, like, two or three other girls. They go, oh, my God. And they're, like, screaming like any girls would at, like, a Jonas Brothers concert or, like, I would at a Jonas Brothers concert. And then they go just from, oh, my God, to just deadpan, and then they all just kind of walk away and disperse. And they definitely should have cut that,
they
but they kind of left it. But
they
it's so
it.
Funny.
It's so funny. But one of my things
No, wait,
acting.
Quick. Before you get to before you get to that, Kevin, Nick, Joe.
Who do I choose?
Top one. Who's your number
one? So
when
I was younger, it was Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And now everyone's going to be mad at me because everyone hates how they like flip-flop. But now it would be Joe.
No, I feel that. I'm a Joe girl, too.
Yeah.
I was a Nick guy. Now I'm a
Joe
girl.
Mm-hmm.
But when Nick hits the red dress,
yes!
that one gets, like, the hairs on my back stand
it's
up
like,
a little
the,
bit.
Like, the little tingles.
Yeah,
you know?
Get, like,
yeah.
a spidey sense.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. No, but have you seen that he's, like, stopped doing that at concerts?
Really?
He, like, lets the audience do the red dress part, and everyone's like, dude, we're not paying millions of dollars. Not
millions of
but,
dollars to
we're
a
not
Jonas
paying
Brothers concert.
Thousands of dollars to not hear you sing it yourself.
That even seems like a stretch. Thousands? People are paying thousands of dollars for Jonas Brothers tickets?
I pay thousands. We have no money, but I pay
Yeah,
thousands.
I was going to say. I'd say, like, a few hundred.
I do a little dip into the savings. You know?
Yeah, a little dip into Nick. Or Joe. You're a Joe girl now. He's married, Brianne.
I was like, what the... I was like...
He's
Nick.
Married.
Well, also, we have to keep in mind, my little brother's name is Nick. And
yeah,
I was
he
like,
couldn't hit those
what
notes.
What are you talking about? A little dip into Nick? I
but
was
your
like,
little brother,
indeed.
Your little brother couldn't hit those notes.
No.
He wishes.
Probably, yeah.
Can't bowl, can't sing. What can that guy do?
I know.
Nothing.
Embarrassing for the Helfrich family.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to what I was saying. Speaking of celebrities,
yep.
This is something that... So, when I was, like, 14, as we know, I'm a tall, lanky girly. When I was 14, I want to say I was, like, 5'9 at 14. And the worst thing to ever happen to me is the fact that I found out that Zac Efron, can I say his name?
No.
Am I okay?
Work on
Zac
it.
Zac Efron was 5'7". 14-year-old me never recovered.
But can we just take a second and remember that you call me a short king?
You are a short king.
Even though you like Zac Efron, who's 5'7"?
You are a short king. Until you're playing Troy Bolton in High School Musical, you'll forever be a short king.
Oh, okay, so 5'7", Zac Efron's not a short king, but 6 foot Dean is a short king?
Yes, that is correct.
I respect that. That's fair.
That is correct. The running joke in my family is that we constantly call Dean a short king.
But it's not even in your family. It's literally just you.
It's me and Nick.
Well, yeah, but Nick patronizes me.
Yeah.
He's just mean to me. He hurts my feelings.
He doesn't actually. Don't say that. Tell everyone how much you guys like each other.
He stinks at bowling.
Dean.
I buried him.
Anyways,
who won bowling? Who won bowling?
I don't know, but
yeah,
no one
cares. You know.
Anyways.
We all know.
So, also, one of my biggest fears is that every actor is a little petite human, right?
Sure.
I never thought about that. Tom Cruise.
Yeah, but everybody knows
he's
Tom Cruise.
He's like 5'6".
I think that's generous.
But, like, I just kept thinking to myself all the time, how are they going to fit us both in the frame?
Yeah, they just stand on boxes. Isn't that what they do?
No,
they do,
both
like,
of us.
Scenes?
But both of us in the frame, Dean. Like, if we're standing beside each other and I'm 5'10".
Okay, let me.
At age 14. And little Tom Cruise at 5'7". How far back is this camera going to fit us both
in? Okay, so here, let me give you a little bit of movie magic as someone in the movie industry.
Okay.
So, when that's the case, they don't shoot you feet to head. Because then you see that. They don't do that.
No, what are you talking about? Even if they don't know.
So, let's say
they do a little zoom in.
Not even a zoom in. They just don't show where their feet are at, and they just have it set. So, like, the person's on,
like,
a little box,
so
they're wearing,
like,
rises in their shoes. Yeah.
Oh my god, really? This seems like a lot.
What did you think they did? They just, they both filmed it separately, and they just CGI'd them in to every single shot?
No, I thought they, like, zoomed out the camera like crazy to get them both in the frame.
Like, forced perspective?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not at all what happens.
Oh. See, that's really interesting that I'm, like, now hearing about this for the first time.
You would have been
when I was, like, 10.
You would have been a fantastic actress.
Well, I mean, I would have found out then.
Would you?
Probably.
Hmm.
If I was too tall, they would have, like, cut me off at the knees or something, you know?
That's true.
Yeah. Anyways, that's back to what we were talking about. That's what I wanted to do when I was younger.
I could see that. I could see you as, like, an extra in a movie.
I actually have been an extra in movies.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, do you want to tell everyone about your apartment today?
My apartment.
Your
today.
Old apartment?
Oh, yeah! Okay. Sorry, that was probably really loud for everybody. I'm sorry, that's my bad. So, that new show on HBO, The Last of Us, which is the highest rated TV show on IMDb, so it's
is
all...
Is it actually?
Yes.
Ever?
Ever.
No
Don't
way.
Forget it. It is. It's because it's higher
about?
Than Breaking Bad.
What's it about?
It's about this video game, The Last of Us. It's like an adaptation of that, where it's like, there's this disease that, like, goes
so
across the whole and creates, like, zombie people.
Oh, so, like, a pandemic.
Yeah, but more
so, like,
serious.
Been there,
okay.
Done that.
Okay. Anyways, I saw a bunch of... I haven't watched the show. I need to watch it. A lot of it was filmed in Edmonton and in Calgary, but there's a still of this one building, and it's the legislature building in Edmonton that I used to live beside, and in the background of the picture, you can see my old, like, apartment building, but it's, like, decrepit and kind of, like, falling apart, and I thought, that's so funny. This is my apartment building, and they've, like, edited it to look like it's, like, falling apart, and it's post-apocalyptic, and I saw it this morning when I was, like, finishing up at the gym, and I thought, like, I'm so famous, I kind of walked down the gym a little strut, like, everybody should know who I am. Nobody cares. I did, though.
Care.
I was so excited.
You did care, yeah.
I sent it to everybody.
Did you really?
No, just you and Dana.
Oh, I was like, I thought you just sent it to me, yeah.
I mean,
okay,
just to you.
I mean, I don't care if you sent it to Dana.
Yeah, I didn't just send it to you.
Yeah.
But I thought that was
cool.
Best
friend. That's fine.
So, shout out to The Last of Us. I need to watch it, because I remember driving by all the sets and stuff, because it was right downtown in Edmonton. They had like whole streets blocked off, or they had like abandoned cars with stuff growing over it, and I always thought that was like so crazy. I was like, this is so cool. And now it's coming out and you get to see it, and it's really cool.
So if anyone watches it, that's Dean's old apartment in the back.
Yeah, when you see the legislature building, you look up to the left, you see it right there, boom, beautiful, immaculate.
You
might even
see
me on my patio
grilling
a piece of chicken or something, a nice little steak. On my balcony in the post-apocalyptic world, just grilling steaks in my shorts.
Yeah. What would you do if you were actually in it? You'd shit yourself. You'd screenshot it and you would send it to every single person and you would post it on social media.
Oh, I'd find somebody in Toronto that could do headshots for me and I'd start just applying to be an actor. I'd be all in on it. I'd have headshots done. I'd do all like the different moods in my face so all the casting directors here in the big city could know who I was.
In the big city. So they know that you can play different people.
Oh, yeah. 100%, yeah.
One of the things that I learned, actually, about Toronto is, I mean, a lot of shows and a lot of movies and stuff are apparently filmed here because it looks very much like New York, but it's not as expensive as New York. So one of my friends actually told me that they have yellow cabs that will drive around and they'll put, like, New York signs and all this stuff everywhere to make it look like New York whenever they're filming something.
Like Suits.
Exactly
like Suits.
Exactly.
Which makes a lot of sense because it has the same vibe. It's got like the New York vibe.
I mean, it is the New York of Canada.
Yeah.
It's our Canadian New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. But yeah, it just makes so much sense. You know, it's just less busy, less congested.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because there's less people and it's bigger. Whereas New York is just stacked on top of each other. Yeah. And it's gross.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I totally agree.
I love
also, New York. Dean and I took the subway. Dean and I are becoming Toronto locals.
Yeah.
We are one with the six. But on a different note, you guys sent us in a ton of questions, which honestly I'm like really happy about and it's really sweet. So I figure we should answer them.
Okay.
Answer them while we're a little tipsy, while we're just having this casual chat. See what truth comes out.
Mm, I didn't like the way you said that.
I don't
know. That sounded very suspicious.
I know. It's
I feel
not.
Like I'm going to leave this sad.
Oh my god, you're not going to leave this sad.
One more glass of wine and I might get there.
Oh my gosh,
that's
Dino.
A joke. That's
oh my
a
gosh.
Joke.
Okay, so anyways, one of the questions that we got was, has our relationship changed since living together? I don't think it has.
No, not really. Nothing like major, you know?
No, I think we just have had to be more patient with each other and more understanding a little bit and just understand how each other works, you know?
Yeah, I feel that. I have to, like, I eat less cereal now because I have to share it, so I can't sit and eat the whole box to myself, so that's
yeah.
been a little bit tough to kind of, like, cope with, but I'm slowly working through that. I've realized if I just buy cereals you're either allergic to or you despise, I don't
yeah.
have to share them. So cinnamon Rice Krispies, I think they're delicious. BK, listen to this. I think they're delicious. I gave B some the other day, and she literally spit them out and threw them out because she was so disgusted by them. Last night, she pours a bowl, and not just like a little taster, pours a big-ass bowl of Rice Krispies, and is just like, but maybe I'll like them with milk. And I was like, I thought you were going to vomit when I gave them to you. There's no chance you're just going to add milk and you're going to like them. She adds milk to this big-ass bowl of Rice Krispies, takes one spoonful, and is like, I hate this. I'm not hungry in the moment. I'm so full because I just had a pancake. And then she's just like, okay. And then it was just gone. Garbage. Done. I don't want to say I'm the smartest man on earth and told you you weren't going to like them. Your reaction was so overdramatic in that moment when you tried them. You, like, were going to vomit.
They're so nasty.
They're so good.
Dean, they're so fake.
Yeah, exactly. They're delicious. When have you ever had cereal and been like, oh my gosh, this is so healthy. I feel so good. Never. You want it to taste
sugar and chemicals. 1,000% I understand. That would be like Frosted Flakes or...
Like if Captain Crunch went on a
vanilla,
cleanse.
Vanilla. It would be like vanilla Rice Krispies. These cinnamon Rice Krispies aren't even cinnamon.
It'd be like if Tony the Tiger stopped playing sports in the commercials and started like getting into literature, you know?
What?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but...
I'm saying that's how dramatic of a change
it would have to be. Anyways. I was gonna say something.
Because if the Frosted Flakes were healthy, they wouldn't be there great. They'd be there very okay and kind of mushy when you get them wet in milk. That's what they'd be.
No.
And that would be
I'm
a terrible slogan.
I love Frosted Flakes. I love cereal.
Sugar.
I love I do love sugar. We know I love sugar. But something about these cinnamon ones are, like, so artificial.
That's a lie. Go and buy a box right now. They're phenomenal.
Don't. Please don't buy them. Please don't buy them.
But you have weird tastes in food. You like gross foods.
To everything. I have to. I don't have a choice.
You like gross foods.
Like what?
Like 90. Today, for dinner, do you know what B had? I made a big pot of pasta sauce the other night. And then, so today we cooked up some ground chicken, cooked it up, threw it in some sauce. I had it on pasta. B had it on lettuce. And you're like, oh, what do you need? No, she literally had a bowl of romaine lettuce she had ripped up and then poured steaming hot pasta sauce on top.
Okay,
just so it looked horrendous.
It didn't look horrendous.
It was an affront to God.
Oh my God, dude, it looked fine.
Every Nona in the world just rolled over in their grave watching you pour that beautiful sauce on your lettuce.
You're so dramatic.
What else was on the lettuce?
What do you mean, what else was on it?
Nothing. It was just lettuce. It was hot lettuce.
Yeah,
I made a sandwich yesterday. I made like a grilled cheese type sandwich with like turkey and pickles and stuff. And I did it on the stove. And B's like, oh, I hate that the pickles are hot. And then you poured hot sauce over lettuce. You had just wilted hot lettuce today for dinner. And you're like, this is fine.
You're getting so...
I'm more sweaty than I was before.
Oh my God, Dean. Is that like our issue living together? Is my eating?
No, you disrespect the Rice Krispies, and I think they're phenomenal.
Oh my God.
You just have no respect.
I was going to say something. I was going to say like an actual thing that we had to learn about like us living together.
Like what?
Like how I'm supposed to load the dishwasher because you get so fucking anal about the dishwasher.
Because when you do it, it doesn't make sense.
What do you mean? You put everything in the dishwasher and it washes.
No, you don't. Because you stack things where the things on top aren't going to get any water. And you stack them...
No, but that is
and you have
such
no efficiency. You don't fill it efficiently. Where everything is very organized. Like when I fill it, it looks like, you know, when like the military,
you know,
they're
what?
All standing
you know
in line like... Hut. And then when you do it, it's like a bunch of people in a mosh pit at a concert. That's
okay.
The difference.
Okay, you know what? You can fill the dishwasher
Done.
From now on.
Deal.
Every single time, it's you.
Okay.
So then never tell me I can't put stuff in the sink.
No, you just have to wash everything yourself by hand.
No.
I didn't make the rule. You just made the rule.
Please.
You made the rule.
As if.
I'm not the rule guy.
As
I don't make the
if.
Rules. I just follow them. I'm not the rule guy. I'm not the rule
You're
guy.
You're so not. If anyone's wondering, Dean and I will be moving into separate apartments.
So if anybody,
tomorrow,
anybody on our floor
so
sees me
anyone...
sitting on the floor outside of the apartment, just know I've been rudely kicked out.
Just
because
so that we
I'm right.
Fighting.
I'm being kicked out, and I'm being attacked for having the correct view. Okay, and it's disrespectful.
Okay, do you want me to ask another question that we got asked, or are we ending in on that now?
No, ask one more question, because I'm a little fired up, and I need to cool down.
Oh my God, are you actually... Relax. Relax. Tell me you love me and just calm down, it's fine.
I love you, but I need a cool down
okay,
question.
Okay, anyways, so another question that we got was, what are our favorite foods?
Oh.
See, this is a question that I'm tempted to ask because I know that Dean gets fired up about his food, as we just heard for the past 20 minutes.
Yeah, so as shocking as it may be to everybody, my favorite food is not hot wilted lettuce with spaghetti sauce on it. Because that, you should be in prison.
Thank you.
Pasta.
Yeah.
100% pasta. Easy. Number one. No number two. Top two, not two. The best.
You used to say tacos at one point. Which
I don't think
honestly,
I ever said tacos.
Dean.
I don't think I ever said tacos.
When we first started dating, you said tacos, and I was so confused. Because I was
three.
Like, I've never seen you eat a taco.
Well, it's because you don't eat tacos.
No. Like, not really. Like,
no,
I would
never.
Never.
You just never eat tacos.
I would never choose it over something else.
No. We should have brought my tortilla press so I can make fresh tortillas here.
No.
That's not dramatic. How else are you going to make tortillas?
You buy them at the grocery store.
That's psycho.
Like a normal human being.
No, the flour, the old El Paso flour tortillas at the grocery store are disgusting.
Say that to my father.
He's never had a corn tortilla.
Say that to my dad.
Once he gets a corn tortilla in him, it'll change his life.
My dad orders this old El Paso all the time. And you know that for a fact.
But I'm going to make him fresh corn tortillas, and it's going to change his outlook on life.
Okay, well, it's been 2 years, and we haven't done it.
Well, because you're embarrassed in my tortilla press.
Okay, anyways, is that it? That's, like, your number
pasta.
One...
Easy. Pasta, yeah. Number one. Sweet food is either tiramisu or cereal, depending on the mood.
We made a dairy-free tiramisu last week. Before?
Like Wednesday last week? Wednesday, Thursday?
Or like a Monday?
It was last week.
I don't know, but not that it matters.
No, it doesn't.
But anyways, we made a dairy-free tiramisu, and we used dairy-free sour cream, right? Because we couldn't find cream cheese?
Yeah, we couldn't find mascarpone. They don't have dairy-free mascarpone cheese.
And then we thought maybe we tried cream cheese.
We thought maybe dairy-free cream cheese.
They
were sold out, so we tried like a dairy-free sour cream, which was weird. It was a weird. It tasted fine, but the consistency of it was like jelly. It was weird.
No, it wasn't weird. You liked it in the moment.
No. In the thing, it was not bad, but itself is weird. It's like jelly. Yeah. You even said that when I scooped. Yeah. You're like, it just really just kept the exact same shape, and I said, yeah.
Right. And then we used dairy-free cocoa whip, and we made tiramisu. And it was my first time having tiramisu since I was probably, like, 7, and I didn't like coffee, and it was to die for. So.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was not as good as normal tiramisu would be. I'm sorry. I have to admit that.
I mean, obviously, I know that.
But it was better than I was expecting, I'm not going to lie. I wasn't expecting a lot. It was actually, like, pretty okay. Mm-hmm. It was pretty good, so.
I really liked it, actually.
I know. So we'll try and get better ingredients, and I'll make you an even better one, and I think you'll love it.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
It was really good, actually.
What about you? What are your favorite foods? Sweet and then savory.
Okay.
Savory first, though.
Number one savory food.
If you say something crazy, I'm going to walk out right now.
No, you know what it is. I'm going to say sushi.
Fair. I'll allow that.
I eat sushi all the time.
Way more than someone should.
Like, I eat fish way more than an average human should.
Oh.
At one point, I thought I got mercury poisoning because I ate so many cans of tuna.
That sounds like something you would deal with.
Yeah.
That's 100% something you would
deal with. I had to Google how many cans of tuna.
And what did it say? Oh, yeah, if you eat 10,000 cans of tuna in 24 hours.
I was also in like a tuna pokey type of phase. So I was like, how much tuna do you have to eat in order to die?
Okay, you keep talking about that. I want to see how much it would have to be because it would just be something ridiculous.
Okay, wait, look it up.
Oh, also, one of my favorite chefs just mentioned me in a comment on Instagram, Dean Chabnelli with the Ducks.
Whoa.
I know, fellow Mount Allison alumni.
Whoa.
So, shout out to Andy's East Coast Kitchen.
Fancy. Anyways, okay, so favorite savory, sushi. Favorite sweet would have to be ice cream or Oreos. No, or cake.
Or just anything with sugar. You're just a sugar fiend. You're like a little kid that tastes sugar for the first time and is like, oh, this is stuff.
Except for candy. I'm not a big candy
See, I love candy and I don't like sugar very much. I'm not a really sweet guy.
You're not.
Well, I'm really sweet. What do you mean? I'm so sweet to you. But I don't like sweets that much. But candy, like Swedish berries and fuzzy peaches and stuff. Oh my god.
Yes, that's not like my go-to.
No,
ever.
But I had a package of like tropical flavored Sour Patch Kids last week and they just weren't doing it for me. Not what I wanted.
I mean, they were a little funky.
They were weird and they were just
the consistency was
weird.
Yeah,
that's what I said. You said no, you didn't agree with me in the moment. The truth comes out. Also, I did the research on the tuna. You have to eat 3 cans of tuna every day for 6 months. For it to even be a concern.
I would do 2 every day.
Every single day?
Pretty much.
For 6 months.
For like a really long time.
You probably just smelled like canned tuna all the time. Were you that kid in elementary school that always ate canned tuna and made the whole classroom stink?
This wasn't even in elementary. This is when I was fully like 21 years old.
No, but I'm asking. In elementary, were you that kid that always brought the tuna?
No, I liked tuna in elementary.
Good, because those kids were the worst. We're all sitting there eating our turkey sandwiches, and you just smell like ass, and it's just the kid with the tuna.
That is shaming of
Yes, that's exactly food. What it is. No, I'm just shaming those people. It's disrespectful. It's the person that brings leftover fish and puts it in the microwave at your office, and the whole office smells like leftover fish.
No,
disrespectful.
But, like, that's what they want. Just
no,
have it.
No, it's disrespectful.
It's not.
It is disrespectful.
It's not. Just because you're a plain Jane and you like a turkey sandwich.
No, it's the same as if
everyone
you're in
else
the
wants it.
No, it's the same as if you're in the elevator with somebody and you let out a really stinky fart. It's disrespectful for the other person. They
you,
didn't
you
choose
can't
to have
even
to
say
smell
that.
It.
You can't even say that. Where were we when you did that?
The liquor
Literally,
store.
Literally, no.
I crop tested the liquor store. It happened.
No,
I don't mean
no,
for it to happen.
No, not the liquor store. We were literally waiting for the elevator and you did that.
When was this?
The other day when we got mail.
No.
And I was like, Dean,
you can't. Oh, no, that wasn't outside.
Like
that was in the little mail area. So if anybody came to get their mail, they would have thought somebody was mailed a stink bomb and they would have had no idea it was me.
Oh my god, Dean.
You gotta pick your places.
Yeah.
You know?
Do it strategically.
If that's what I'm saying. You're a gassy queen, you know.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. But, okay, anyways, I think that's all the questions that we should answer right now.
Yeah.
I think we should call it a day.
Call it off before I say something crazy?
Yeah, I'm like, we are unhinged at the moment. We should probably...
I'm all hinged.
Let it chill.
I'm hinged like a door.
Mm. All right.
Mm-hmm. Not our doors,
anyway,
though. All our
okay,
doors are sliding
okay.
doors.
Okay, anyways, that's the way that we should end it.
I like it.
Okay, well, anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. As always, please share it with a friend, post it to your story, send me a message about it, rate it on Apple, leave a review, only a nice one because I got a mean one the other day and I was mentally unwell, but I was still okay.
Just DM me the mean ones. That way I can read them and then somebody will read them and you can feel better about yourself, but B doesn't have to see them.
Yeah. Please, because I'm so mentally unstable.
Send them to me and
but
I'll
we're doing better. We're doing better with dealing with the fact that not everyone's going to like you.
Honestly, I was shocked at how well you handled it.
I handled it so well.
Way better than I was expecting.
Dude, same.
Good job.
Same. Thank you. Anyways, so if you love this episode, please rate it, review it, send it to a friend, share it to your stories. If you haven't already joined the group chat, please do. It's an all-girls group chat, aka Dean will not be attending.
Which is so messed up.
It's really fun. I love everyone in it, so please feel free to join it.
I would provide so much to the group chat if I was allowed in it.
Dean, stop. People are going to actually send me a DM and be like, oh, you should have Dean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No,
Dean downloads. The people love them.
You should not be allowed to be in it.
Mm-mm,
anyways, I love you guys so much. Thank you for listening to this shit show of an episode, and I will catch you in the next one. Bye.
I love you. Bye.
I'm Natalie Barbu, host of The Real Real podcast, where we go behind the highlight reel to find out what's really going on in the lives of content creators, entrepreneurs, and everyone in between. After quitting my corporate job to start my own businesses, I realized that while things might look glamorous on our Instagram feeds, things can get real behind the scenes. You can listen to The Real Real every Monday to start off your week with some realness and inspiration. Find my podcast wherever you're listening right now and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe so you never miss a beat.